Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded, and current lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. When the young woman or when the young man, sometimes you got to take a stand. Just because you think you can, you got to run, you got to run. When the young woman or when the young man, sometimes you got to take a stand. Just because you think you can, you got to run, you got to run, run. Crying against the odds. You're in a trance. Say, who did you think you are to have a chance? You're a no one from a place where everyone knows your face. Come and go, ain't in all the sun. So you better hang on and hey, you better run. Cause here's your chance and your race is begun. Different people in your soul feel like a loser until you see that as you bend, you learn to be your own best friend, and you learn how and you learn when to take a chance on the spirit of the wind.
Tanya Tagak.
Unceded Airwaves broadcasts every week from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people, Vangrizi, Otomshnawbilji, Chiefchumkui, Janakui, Shedeji. I'm Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mother's side, but I was born and raised in Amaskwatchi, Waskayagan, traditional lands of the Cree, Métis, Nakota Sioux, and Soto peoples on Treaty 6 territory. I was lucky enough to be an uninvited guest there for about 17 years, the first 17 years of my life. It was great. I love that land, but now I'm living here on unceded Coast Salish territories, and I'm also very grateful to be here. I've been here for the entirety of my first year, and it's great land, what can I say? I also have a very special guest in-house today, my girlfriend Joanna. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yep, so I'm Joanna. I'm from Toronto. This is the territory of Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, Huron-Wendat, and Mississauga of the New Credit Territory, and I acknowledge that I am an uninvited guest on unceded Coast Salish lands.
Beautiful. So the song intro today was by Buffy St. Marie, who is one of my favorite artists, I would probably say ever. She's great. I really like Buffy St. Marie. My first experience listening to Buffy St. Marie, I would say I was probably about 14, and my brother he like heard of this great Native artist, and he was so excited about it. It turns out I wasn't super into it. I told him it was bad, and he yelled at me for about 10 whole minutes. Yeah. Now I love Buffy. I understand why, but it was by the first one that I heard was Codeine. This obviously wasn't Codeine, but yeah. So you're listening to Season 3, Episode 18 of Unseated Airwaves. Today we have a music show for y'all. Since it is International Women's Day, we're going to devote an hour to Indigenous women and queers who are incredibly underrepresented in our current music scene. They're making some great music, but mainstream Canada isn't listening and doesn't care. So listen and appreciate them. And if you don't know any Indigenous women, that's a problem. You should probably know some and share love with them. Anyway, so before we get into it, let's set our intention for the day. We are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. We are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use our weekly airtime for our own self-representation.
We strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous people. Unseated Airwaves is our opportunity to share and define the diversity of our cultures and highlight some influential Indigenous people.
If you can relate to the goals of the show and are wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media. We have Facebook and Twitter. And if you have a voice for decolonization, then we want to hear from you.
Everyone is welcome, and there is no experience necessary. Our weekly meeting is every Monday at 4 p.m. at CITR in the lower level of
it's
the Nest.
It's not actually at 4 p.m. It's on Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Well, never mind. If you want to get involved but don't want to be on air, there are plenty of other ways to participate in this collective.
You can follow Unseated Airwaves on Facebook and Twitter. If you're aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag UnseatedMusic, or send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on air. And if we play a song you send us, we'll even give you a shout out.
We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to, so let us know of any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show.
So now, enjoy The Prairies by Tara Williamson. This is one of my favorite Tara Williamson songs. Enjoy.
Thank you.
CITR and Discorder are hiring a new station manager. Just asking for a friend, but if I know someone who would be great for this position, how would they apply? Well, you can email Eleanor at volunteer@CITR.ca or Hala at president@CITR.ca if you have any questions, and the full job description is on the CITR and Discorder website. If your friend thinks they can handle all this, then they should send a resume and cover letter to Hala Bertrand at president@CITR.ca by Friday, March 3rd. Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
Of a birth. Remember to remember as to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles that abound from a dot from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves that we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in and wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, but we all stand for the process that we hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on like dot, dot, dot. Like a rock dropped in the water submerged but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's is hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the earth, enter in the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse. To the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind, to with dust in the earth. The universe is dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot. Center of the center of the earth, enter in the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse. To the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind, to with dust in the earth. The universe is a dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot.
Dot, 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 dot. dot, 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 dot.
Fly to the wanderer, call to another world, lead into the unknown, and feed this hunger.
The song you just heard was Agwen Wanderer by Mish Kota. So, you're listening to Unseated Airwaves. The time is 10:27 a.m. The song you just heard was Ugwin Wandor by Mish Kota. Mish Kota is a two-spirit Algonquin artist, and Kota's first album, Rain Face, was released in August of 2012. Keisha/Care shows her development as an artist and nonetheless an Indigenous artist while still maintaining her true self and her background. Yeah.
In the winter and spring of 2016-17, Kota discovered a passion for software synthesis, where she found self-therapy sessions and allowed herself to enter a state of empowerment. This album is the result of those sessions and her most focused and direct work to date. If you want to read a full review of her album, you can find more in the November Unseated column in Discorder magazine.
And I'm the one who wrote the November article, and it was really fun to write. I listened to this album, I would say, probably like 20 times. It took me like forever to write it because the first time I listened to the album, it was kind of just like, I was in a trance. I was like, wow, this is so good. And then it just kept getting better. It still hasn't left, which is why whenever I play a Femcom playlist, I always include Mish Kota. She's like a really good artist. And also, I saw one of her Instagram posts a couple months ago, I would say, and it was talking about how people were calling her like a fake native, which I was really upset about because like she's literally making music in Algonquin, not saying that makes her any more native, but it's kind of disheartening to know that like Indigenous people are always trying to attack each other. And I like how she kind of backs that and like backs herself as an Algonquin person and also as a two-spirit person, because that's something that lots of Indigenous communities struggle with, especially with like the active Christianization of colonial Canada and like also colonial institutions like museums and even UBC or like any other university. So yeah, she's really great. You should listen to her full album. I would highly recommend it. The next song that you're gonna hear is Sometimes by Esque. Esque is another really strong Indigenous artist, and Esque means, well, it comes from the term Esqueo, which means woman in Cree. So you say Nehiyaw Esqueo, and she is a Cree woman. So enjoy.
Till we leave the comfort of the night. your short long life? Where did those tiny feet roam? All the things you have done on top of being a wife, a mother, a daughter, a home. What have you seen in your short long life? What has your heart overcome? The traditional ways that are hidden away can be revived by the beat of a drum.
You are the breath over the ice on the lake. You are the one the grandmothers sing to through the rapids. You are the saved seeds of allies. You are the space between embraces. She's always gonna remember this. You are rebellion, resistance, reimagination. Her body will remember. You are dug up roads, 27-day standoffs, the foil of industry prospectors. She can't speak about it for a year, which is 1/6 of her life. For every one of your questions, there's a story hidden in the skin of the forest. Use them as flint, fodder, love songs, medicine. You are from a place of unflinching power, the holder of our stories, the one who speaks up. The chance for spoken up words drowned in ambush. You are not a vessel for white settler shame, even if I am the housing that failed you.
You're listening to Unseated Airwaves. The time is 10:46 a.m. It is International Women's Day also, so that's why we are doing the Indigenous FemCom playlist. Find every Indigenous woman that you know and tell them that you love them, because they're fantastic. Also queers. Queers are cool too, which I am one. Leanne Simpson, the song you just heard was Leaks by Leanne Simpson. Leanne Simpson is a renowned Michisagig Anishinaabe scholar, writer, and artist who has been widely recognized as one of the most compelling Indigenous voices of her generation.
Her work breaks open the intersections between politics, story, and song, bringing audiences into a rich and layered world of sound, light, and sovereign creativity. When young,
Anishinaabekwe
experiences racism for the first time. Her mother realizes that she can't protect her daughter from the evils of the world, but that she can have a tremendous influence in mitigating the damage. Leanne Simpson's spoken word track, Leaks, recorded with Tara Williamson, is combined with visuals of Leanne with her daughter on the land of the Michisagig Anishinaabeg. This film is about living as an Anishinaabekwe, the connection to the land, and passing that knowledge on to her children.
Most importantly, it's about how we can teach them to be proud of who they are, no matter what the outside world does, to try to tear them down. The studio track Leaks has been released as part of the spoken word music album Islands of Decolonial Love, a book of short stories and poetry by Leanne Simpson, released in the fall of 2013 by Arbitellier Ring Publishing. Leanne Simpson is honestly one of the most influential people I have experienced in my life, reading like her poetry and listening to her poetry, and also the music and the books that she creates were really, really powerful to me. I remember the first time actually I read or like experienced the experience of Leanne Simpson, because it's an experience, it was probably about a year ago. I was having a depression bath in my house, and my brother bought me Dancing on a Turtle's Back for Christmas. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have a depression bath and read this book. And I was in there for about 3 hours, and I got like 50 pages into Dancing on a Turtle's Back, and it was really good. So again, shout out to Jordan influencing me in Native things. Mm-hmm. So Leanne Simpson's kind of like a Native mom, but I also feel like I couldn't do an International Women's Day without at least mentioning my mom, because she's, again, one of the most influential people of my entire life. She's very strong and powerful, and I get my Gwich'in blood from her, so I'm really grateful, and I love my mom so much, and I think Radioland should know that. Mm-hmm. What about your experience with Leanne Simpson?
Yeah, I actually, the first time I listened to her work was actually really recently. It was over this past break, like a few weeks ago. And me and my friend Gemma, shout out to Gemma Brown, we were driving to Montreal, and it was the middle of the night. We had left late because I had I'd lost my luggage at the airport, and so I ended up going.
That was my fault.
It was Autumn's fault. But I ended up going with just a few borrowed pieces from my friends. And basically, we were driving through the suburbs of Montreal in the middle of the night, and Gemma played this the song. It was actually Leaks. And I just started crying. It was just, so I'd never heard anything that sounded like it was song and it was poetry and it was so beautiful.
I know, Leanne's so great. Yeah. What a native mom. I'm into it. Yeah, I don't know. Leanne's just like very powerful. Everything she says is great. And also, I remember there was a scandal a couple years ago at, I want to say, the University of Saskatchewan or the University of Manitoba, one of the prairie universities, like a native university. And Leanne basically knows everybody. Leanne's like an everybody knower. And she, with the scandal, she, Emily, my friend Emily Riddle, shout out to Emily Riddle, also very influential, love native women. She told me about Leanne saying that she was going to tell everybody. And I was like, wow, their life is ruined. The person who did this horrible thing, like, they're never going to be able to do anything ever again because Leanne is ruining them. And
it's just
going to
be everywhere.
It.
It's
yeah. Right? Native women, powerful. Native women are powerful, especially Leanne. Yeah. So for the next song that you're going to hear is by Laura Ortman. It's called New Lives from the album My Soul Remainder. Enjoy it. It's pretty experimental, but also this is not a genre music hour. This is an Autumn's Favorite Songs music hour, so enjoy!
sailing past the wind, past the wind. My father said, now son, don't help me out. He's sailing past the wind, past the wind. My father said, now son, don't help me out. And now he's crying, crying out for love. And now he's working, working up from above. He's sailing past the wind, past the wind. My father said, now son, don't help me out. He's sailing past the wind, past the wind. My father said, now son, don't help me out. And now he's crying, crying out for love. And now he's working, working up from above.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
What in music makes us dance? Professor Olivier Sen will explore this question in a public lecture about the science of groove this Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Green College Coach House. This lecture is part of a week-long symposium in the series Exploring Musical Time, hosted by the UBC School of Music.
So the next song that you're going to hear, I actually recorded on my cell phone at the Colton Bushi rally, and it's the women's song. I don't actually know where it comes from. I want to say somewhere like Lilouette Nation. I think it's Lilouette Nation, but it is their women's song, and I don't think I could do an International Women's Day episode for Indigenous FemCon and not play this song. It plays, it's mostly played at rallies and marches, but I've heard it in honoring episodes. We played it in the Unseated Airwaves Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Honoring episode. We played it in the Tina Fontaine episode, and it's just very applicable, and I don't think it's something that I could play or that I could have a show on without playing it. So this is going to be the last song. I hope you enjoy. Keep listening to Indigenous women. We're important. Yeah. Okay.